Хөрхөн охид trap songs trap songs trap songs trap songs and trap don't song Түүний сонсдог хөгжим дур булаа Дагаж дуудан дур булаа мууруулаа
Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. We're going to have a great show. We got the legend, Renato Laranja, is here, as well as Tyler Smith, my man, the Marine. I want to thank our sponsor, Speedweed. Listen, marijuana is legal in California. Get it delivered right to you. Don't leave your house. Go to speedweed.com. They'll take care of you. Renato, how are you dealing with this lockdown, with the pandemic, staying home? How are you dealing with this?
Oh, I'm having the time of my life, Adam. This is giving me some time to do some introspection and to jerk off 7 times a day and to catch up on a lot of TV show and a lot of not working out. And yeah. I'm really catching up on my drinking, too.
Did you say a lot of not working out?
Yeah.
Now, yeah, I saw a video of you on Instagram with some girl. I didn't see her face, but she had an amazing butt. And she kept walking in and out of the camera. Who is this woman? And is this, are you settling down?
No, I never settle. Never settle. Like, what's that one? Maker's Mark or something like that? Yeah. Where they have Nas do that one. He goes, never settle. Never. Whatever. They chase the white habit. But in my case, it was a white woman. Yeah. And she came from Norway. And she came before, she came in March 2nd. And I told her before she came, I said, you know, in the United States, stuff is starting to cook up a little bit. And once you came here, you might not be able to left here. And she was hell bent to see. She wouldn't hear none of that. She had to see me. And so she came here. And then in between the train, you know, she was supposed to stay for like 2-3 weeks. But of course, then the flights was canceled. And then she was stuck here. So it was bittersweet because at the same time, I didn't have to experience the quarantine without any punchang here, you know? But then at the same time, I was stuck. I was having Stockholm syndrome for her, where I got to fucking listen to somebody eating sunflower seeds while I'm trying to watch, you know, Twin Peaks or one of that other one.
Of course. So she finally left now. Are other girls taking her place or are you?
Now, unfortunately, you know, luckily I had some pussy to enjoy. Now, because that one is gone, that's it for me until I figure out, you know, what's up with the quarantine, because, you know, I'm not unlike some other people in the community here. I'm not going to, you know, I'm taking this shit serious here.
Are you worried? Because I know that it's affecting a lot of older people, you being 80 years old yourself.
No, God, are you?
Are you worried about, you know?
I'll end this call right now. I'll cancel this program.
Sorry.
Come on.
I'm aged to perfection.
Of course. Now, did you watch Chael Sonnen's Submission Underground last week?
You know, for Hill, I didn't watch that. I saw the result, but I didn't watch that one, no.
Were you happy with the results? I think I feel like you got to be happy with at least one of them.
I was happy with one because it was something that I've been waiting for a long time. A pig was killed.
A pig had his hind quarter right off.
Had his haunches to be removed.
Now, Vinny said leg locks don't work, and then he got...
You know what? Ham hocks don't work. that one, his fucking... That thing is dead now, that leg. He have a club foot.
No,
serious. Look, I get what he's saying. Like, he didn't tap from it, so technically, in his defense, they still don't work on him.
Yeah. But I guess chokes
physically...
When someone get put to sleep, I guess the chokes don't work either.
Chokes don't work either, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't chap.
Now, I know that the president of Brazil is not taking this seriously, the pandemic. He said that it's just like a cold, even though it seems to be hitting Brazilians, COVID-19.
Well, have you just talk just because now I didn't talk to that to him. Just because a person is Brazilian don't mean that that person is smart.
Have you reached out to any of your fellow Brazilians back home to say that, guys, this is serious? Take this.
Yeah, I've tried to tell people. Listen, some people's not gonna listen. Some people gotta learn the hard way, and this unfortunately gonna be one of those cases, you know. Yeah. And you know, unfortunately, because I'm seeing a lot of, as you know, there's a lot of conspiracy stuff out here, you know. And the frustrating thing about it is like they're gonna keep moving the ball no matter what happens. So right now, the conspiracy stuff is basically that it's the Democrats and they're trying to get rid of Trump and it's not Hill and all that kind of shit, okay? And then that it's all only in blue states, so you see that they're making this bullshit or whatever. But then when they start to open shit up, you're going to see it spread, uh-huh, okay? And then at that point, you're going to see people actually dying.
Right.
I mean, like in these head state and these rural area.
Yeah.
And then what you're going to see is the conspiracy stuff is going to change to now they just bringing you to the hospital and killing you or something like that. You know, it's not going to be that people aren't dying, but people is being killed, like euthanized or something. You know what I mean? It's going to
work. It's the ventilators kind of thing.
It's always going to be, oh shit. Well, this theory didn't work. So now let's put this one. And believe me, I used to just haul my eyes at this shit. But now what I do is I try to actually learn as much as I can about each of these conspiracy theory. So I can see what the logic, the thought process is on all this shit. So I'm doing the extra work of having to find out what these guys is actually getting this shit from. And, you know, I've been trying to be open mind to think, okay, how can they believe this stuff? But all the ones that I'm finding from people, I can easily found a way to make them not plausible or right. Just they don't make any kind of logical sense.
Right. I hear all sides. I just think that, you know, you're obviously better off erring on the part of safety, you know? So that seems like I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Well, here's the thing. For me, it's not just that. If people was telling me that I'm going to lose my career, my savings, my jiu-jitsu gym, the whole economy going to crash or whatever, and it could possibly be bullshit, I would be upset about that. And I would not think about erring on the side of caution, okay?
Right.
For me, a lot of people who is into the conspiracy stuff is going to say to me, oh, you're just getting your stuff from the mainstream media or whatever, okay? But the problem with that is I'm not just getting the stuff from the mainstream media. Unlike a lot of people who post memes and go on, you know, a Facebook's group or, you know, whatever the fuck they're getting the information from their best friends or whatever, I've actually talked to people who is EH nurses and EH doctors. You understand?
right.
Yeah.
Oh, God, are you?
Speaking of EH, we're joined by Angela Magana here. Angela Magana, former UFC fighter, former Invicta fighter. Was going to fight in Combate against Kira Batera, but I don't know what went down. You guys you had a face off in like a supermarket or something. It was a market. You guys were fighting over fruit, but then you couldn't get you couldn't get cleared. And now you're wearing a face mask. What's going on, Angela Magana? How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me. I saw Renato on there, so I thought I would take as much safety precautions as possible.
Wow.
God, are you? Hey, this is Covino, not herpy.
So,
okay. Oh my God, I love
Angela,
it.
Angela, are you still in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, actually, you know what is funny, you guys? I came in on the end of this with what you guys are talking about, and actually, some of my medical team made me aware today that Elon Musk came out with some pretty crazy stuff, and so we've been trying to do these clinical trials with these stem cells, and so what we were trying to do was clinical trials with stem cells on COVID patients. But get this, we couldn't find 100 patients, not even in New York, that fit the criteria, that were sick at one time, that fit our criteria to even start the studies. So I haven't been able, I'm setting up this medical clinic today, but I have not been able to go online to see this stuff about Elon Musk, but I was just on the phone with some of the medical team and they were telling me about this crazy
stuff. Wait, so you're a doctor now?
Actually, you know what's crazy? I boss doctors around. I have doctors working under me now.
But, hold on. Can we start from the get-go? Because last time I knew you were a fighter. You went to med school? Like, talk to me.
Okay. No, actually, I was going to school to I wanted to be a PA. I was actually a firefighter and an EMT when I decided to start fighting and in school full time. So I had decided that instead of going towards medicine, I could always go back to school, but I only have like a short shelf life as a fighter. So I decided I would pursue fighting and then medicine later. Well, through the injury that you're speaking about that I had from the Kira Patara fight that I had to pull out of, I ended up getting treated with these stem cells. It did such an amazing job on me that I became a brand ambassador. And then I became so deep into the company, I started becoming, I apprenticed under the CEO and started learning under her. And now I am the clinical director for the mobile stem cell unit clinics. So now I actually, instead of having to go to school for 8 years or 12 years to specialize, I'm just too smart for that. So I decided to just boss the doctors around, and that's what I get to do now.
Well, congratulations. That sounds pretty amazing.
I always want my doctors getting advice from people who got hit in the head for a living.
Oh, come on, Tyler. That's bullshit.
That's me. I can make that joke.
But you did post a picture the other day of when Donald Trump said to take bleach, you were upside down with your butt out taking bleach. Amazing picture, by the way. Now, are
my
you done fighting?
Picture.
Are you done fighting or?
No, I'd love to. I just talked with Mike Afro. I can't say his last name. Mike with Combate. You had it wrong. I fought for. You have all your pronounced Kira Batara. No. Yeah. I fought for Ryzen in Japan. I have not fought for Invicta. But what was your question?
Are you still fighting?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to. Nobody's fighting right now.
But when this is over.
Well, you know what? Remember, I was supposed to be trying to go to the Olympics. I made the national team for Puerto Rico for the wrestling. Yes. And so when I got that injury, get this, I got that injury and I had to step down. And the girl who took my place to go to Colombia to try to qualify for the Olympics didn't make weight. So I was crushed.
They brought wrestling back to the Olympics?
Yes, they did. It never left.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, I thought they were going to get hit of that one.
No, they were going to. You're not a wrestling fan?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Hickey the Dragon Steamboat as much as anybody else. But I heard that they fucking was going to get hit of the
hustle. I know that you're a Brazilian legend, but I think it's been long enough that Brazilians must respect wrestling.
I don't must do anything. The Puerto Ricans is out there, though, huh? Caralho. I bet you like wrestling with the Puerto Rican men's team.
Not really. We got the Cuban coach, though. Arturo Giannis is, what's his name? The big...
Giannis?
That's our coach, Arturo. The guy that was, what's his name? Yo, Romero's coach his whole life. He's got crazy stories. Do you know about that stuff in Cuba? Those kids, for him to be the number one, he would have to fight just to be able to eat meat, to be in that number one. That's how competitive that team is. You have to fight just to eat
meat. Do you have to fight just to eat meat, too, in Puerto Rico? Because there's a lot of beautiful...
You know what I get to do, Renato? Wow. I get to, Renato, I go in the ocean every day and I fish and I shoot for fish. And today, and now people bought three lobsters for me yesterday. I was going to eat them, but they offered me too much money. So, no, I shoot my own meat.
By the way, I know Puerto Rico, when the hurricane came, yeah. You were struggling. You were posting stuff. I felt terrible for you. How's everything going with that?
There's still a lot of homeless people from the hurricane. There's still a lot of people without roofs. And then the earthquake happened. And so we've got thousands of victims down in the South that are still homeless when this COVID stuff happened. It's still, of course, if you're not poor, it's not affecting. But I'm here fighting for the poor people, constantly fighting to not get their housing taken away. There's so much politics as any government, you know.
Now, do you have a boyfriend out there?
A girlfriend? No. I don't know. Sometimes I do.
Wow, that's the hide answer. I like that.
Exactly. Now, Hanato.
Yeah.
I know Angela's. She's beautiful. She's got a great butt. She's fun. A little nuts, but that's okay. Would she be the kind of girl that you would normally date or no?
And I'm Latina.
You're Latina?
Yeah.
Sí, well, soy mexicana.
Magaña, wait.
I didn't know that. Magaña. I don't know why I don't. I had you being like Italian or something. I guess that would be like Mazagan. Mazagan. Yeah. Ah, Magaña. Carayo. So that's where you got your cheeks from.
Mexico, sí. I'm Mayan and French.
Oh.
That's the Mexican side. The Mayan, the French came and started screwing all the Indians. And I became my family.
The French came, then I'm going to came. Carayo.
Now, Magaña is Hanato. I mean, he's kind of a player, but you seem to like the bad boys, right? Would he be a guy that you would maybe let you take you out?
He can't play a player, so that's all I got to say.
Oh, I like the sound of that. You're a formidable opponent. I'm going to let you to taste my mustache.
You want to taste a mustache?
And then you can taste hers afterwards.
I'm going to let you to hide my mustache so nobody can see that one.
Now, Magaña, a lot of these girls, I feel like a lot of these girls, other fighters, starting OnlyFans accounts. They're posting topless pictures of themselves. They're like, about, you know, them going stuff, all kind. Now, you're not doing that, though, right?
Do you know what? I make some, you know how many guys I have, like, messaging me and are like, the money is spent more better on a queen like you than myself, so I don't even have to send any money. And if they want to talk to me, I'm like, send me $100 and let me know you're true. And then when they do, I just talk to them and I get money sent to me. I don't even have to waste time on that. I asked Beck and she said that it's all very time consuming. It's like, I don't have time as it is. So I don't need that.
Can you just go straight through the DMs then?
People say, hey.
People want to talk to you.
Hey, $100.
No. What they say is, I don't even go through my fan page. It's the ones that find it through my website. And then, or sometimes through my fan page, they'll be like, hey, do you want to chat the queen? I'm like, first of all, send me $100 on PayPal. They send me that, then they can keep talking. And they're just like, the queen's money spent better on a queen like you than myself. And this isn't even me trying. Imagine if I tried to do this stuff.
Wow.
$100
is
out of business.
Dude, that guy sent me $500 like that, and he sends it to me all the time. Tell him nothing, just to do nothing, just so he thinks that he has my contact.
Wow.
I have tons of those.
I'm in the wrong.
Hanato, do any girls ever send you money to talk to you?
They more send me a gift, and they also fly themselves out to see me. I import that one.
They send dowries to Hanato.
Yeah.
Where are you, Renato?
Well, I'm at my the Laranja compound. It's the Laranja Center.
It looks like it. It looks quite wild.
Well, it's tastefully decorated. I like the finer stuff in life. I like for women to feel comfortable when I'm fuck them here.
Oh, I heard you. I heard that you do like those Puerto Rican babies.
I do enjoy the Puerto Rican women and Dominican women even, and even other ones.
Everybody likes Dominicans. They're easy. Just kidding.
Oh, carajo. They can be.
No, it's just you get to pay them for sex because, like, that's, you know. That's
I've never paid I never paid a Dominican for sex, but I when I was living in New York, I did very well with Dominicans.
Oh, I'm talking about in the Dominican Republic.
I've never been to the Dominican Republic.
Oh,
but
okay. I'm talking about there because, like, most of those women are prostitutes. A lot of them are.
God, are you? Okay. Well, hey, that's good to know. Next time I'm down there.
I'll plan my trip.
Come on. You were young. Dude, Hanato, you don't need
Hey, but you guys, you know what, though? And in all seriousness, construction just started back on my property today, and I'll be having, like, hopefully in 7 weeks that'll be finished. And I have some really nice places right here on the beach that you guys can stay for free and have fun and come snorkeling and surfing and spearfishing and have the life.
I would love to come snorkel down there.
And you train.
My wife will love that.
No, she can come. Hey, I have a two-bedroom apartment.
I'm down if I'm included in this.
Adam, if I come, she'll be fine with it. Your wife. That's because she knows that I can chaperone you.
I'm just going to ride the Hanato coattails.
Yeah.
I'll spend the whole time snorkeling and fishing. You can get all the punching.
I don't think he's talking about snorkeling, Tyler. I think he's talking about something else. But,
I'm talking about snorkeling. He's talking about doing some diving.
Yeah. Well, I used to watch the show The Snork. And
I don't even know.
Are you gonna do something that's remind you of that?
Snork, snork. Mm.
Well, I don't have. I have some friends, you know. I have this girl. Puerto Rican women are freaking beautiful. Like generally speaking,
God, well, you know what they is? They're like.
But they're mixed.
They're just
Africa,
mixed women.
India and European.
Yeah, they're basically like a bunch of Halle Berry walking around speaking Spanish, you know.
Yeah, but they're loud. Like the first time I ever had sex with a Puerto Rican girl, and she's. Yeah. Like, and she was like, ay, papi. And I didn't know Spanish, but I wanted to fit in. So I was like, mama say mama cosa.
Oh, God, are you?
And she stabbed me.
Yeah, too white. That is way too white of an answer.
Way too white, way too white.
Yeah, you can't say it in a New York Jewish accent. You go, hey, mama say mama say mama cosa.
Yeah.
Now, Angela, how come you don't ever have a boyfriend though? You seem like you're a cat.
Because you like to enjoy life and not be stressed the fuck out, like your uncle.
Exactly. Not- you know what I'm talking about, man. They like I don't want to have to consult with anybody. Hey, I'm like not like I would ever ask anybody for permission, but I don't even like to travel with people. Why would I have come on?
All right.
Yeah, you're importing a headache all the time. You're keeping a fucking albatross around your neck.
Yeah, I got kids. Like, I don't need no more stress.
How many kids do you have?
Three.
You have three kids?
Yes.
What's the age of that one?
I have my daughter's about to be 18 on June 7th.
Oh, God, are you? Okay, wait. So
wait, what?
Huh?
My daughter's about to be 18. And my other daughter's 14, and my son's about to be 12.
Hey, pictures, or it didn't happen.
Wait, three kids with the same guy?
Pardon? No. Actually, I adopted two.
Oh, wow.
I adopted two black kids from Puerto Rico.
Oh, God, are you? You sure that you didn't make those naturally? You had with a black guy?
She adopted Renato's kids.
You adapted that one.
Oh, yeah, because you're not taking care of him, you piece
You're like
of
Uncle
shit.
Drummond like, for different strokes.
I'm the one taking up your slack, Renato.
This is like different strokes. Wait, was
you know what?
Was it a midget named Arnold and Willis?
Yeah.
You know, probably are your kids, you bastard.
And that's why they call me Mr. D, because not because I'm Mr. Drummond. I don't take care of the kid.
Someone's for another reason. One of our fans, please Photoshop with different strokes, but Angela Magana as Mr. Drummond.
Exactly. But Magana, you how many black children you had?
Two. Black babies.
And wait, you said I'm a piece of shit because I didn't took care of that ones?
I'm sure they're probably yours. I know you got tons of them that you don't support. So
I got a question for you. God created you. God created you, no? Mm-hmm. Would you call him a piece of shit if he don't do everything you want him to do and hype when you want him to do it? Or are you gonna
God does everything I want. Me and God or the universe or energy or whatever you want to call Krishna, whatever you want to give its name. Or like this.
So where did you find the, okay, hold on. So you walked into an adoption agency in Puerto Rico and said,
oh, no.
So how did you?
No, I just know that they needed help. So it wasn't like it was an open adoption type. I know that that they needed.
Did you just pass on the street every day?
It's not like that. It's like, so if you know somebody who is a trap and can't take care of their kids, and instead of them going to a home, you go and swoop in and adopt them.
So you
In Spanish Harlem.
Wait, hold on one sec. So someone you knew had two little black kids, and they weren't getting the right parenting. So you came and said, do they know these kids are like missing right now, or are there two black kids missing from their family?
Nah, it's all legal through the court system. Come on, guys. Why would I do that? I don't want to take more kids. Like, I did it because I would love for them to have their mom, but she's not a good person. So
the mom's not. Okay. So, and then were you dating the father at one point?
No, I don't know anything about that. Honestly, that's why I don't know about Renato. What the hell, Renato?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Hey.
Kids.
What are the kids' names?
Santiago and Calamaro.
I'm not even gonna say it. You guys
just tell me.
I'm not even telling you. I don't even post pictures of my kids online ever.
Is it Amber?
Too many weirdos.
Now, are the kids on like? Do you guys drink milk in the morning and they see that their faces on the cover of the milk cartons?
Oh God, are you?
They don't do that here.
Oh, yeah.
No, okay. they just leave you.
Out of here.
They leave you where they found you.
Just leave you there.
Hey, but you know what, you guys? I'm really excited about my, I have my, for my little, my scrubs, for my stuff. I love polka dots. And look, they're little heart polka dots. Oh. I'm so happy about that.
To give up.
I got like dying of tailored scrubs.
Wow, it's like TLC. I don't want no scrubs.
You have a bikini that have the same shit?
No, I would love to have one though.
No, you're always topless on the beach. Is anyone else on? Who's taking these pictures, Angela?
Topless? I'm never topless on the beach. What are you talking about?
Okay. You're bottomless.
That's somebody else.
That's a bottomless pit. wait, no. So. What other kind of kid you got?
Two blacks and a.
Tell me more about this 18-year-old one.
No, they're not talking about her. Nope, nope.
She's not 18 yet. You can't talk about her yet,
Hinaj. Actually, in Puerto Rico, you're. Wait. Renato, I'm going to give you a little FYI right now. I'm going to give you a total bro tip right now. Seriously. If you have a child in Puerto Rico, you pay child support till they're 26. So don't get anybody pregnant in Puerto Rico.
Wow.
Because you're a juvenile till you're 21 in Puerto Rico.
Wow.
The public service announcement, guys. Puerto Rico peer pay till they're 26.
That is the funniest
thing. She had a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
Where'd you go? Is he gone?
No, he's staring at you. Maganya, if you look at like the
I can't see him.
You go, look,
I've never done this.
If you go top right, the speaker view, and then there's gallery view. You press gallery view, you can see everybody.
It says leave. I don't.
Or speaker.
Oh, okay. I see. All right. It was just going in between everybody. There we go. Yeah. Renato, why are you so quiet?
Yeah, if you see gallery view.
Wait. How I do that? I don't know how to do that either.
Okay, top right, Renato, see this gallery view.
Are we that old?
In top height, I just see myself.
Hey, real talk.
I'm so happy that I'm not the only one. I feel like, how do I?
No, everybody has a problem.
Like, I don't know this.
Wait, do I have to just swipe over?
That's what I did. I swiped over.
Oh, God, are you?
Yeah.
So I was just getting people when they was talking.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Me too.
Yeah.
Now this is better because also I get a bigger view of myself.
Yeah.
Which I'm not mad at. Oh, God, are you? Okay.
Woo.
Now,
hello.
Wait a second. Let me just see that.
Just one sec.
Do you approve of these cakes, Renato?
Yeah.
These are your
kind of cakes? I can tell. Listen, I'm.
I should do more photo shoots, right? Show off these assets a little more.
Just only fans. Just do
you
it.
You should show that one. And. I like the composition of the cheek.
Yeah.
Denim?
Okay, whatever that means.
Now, Angela, when you tried out for the Olympic team for Puerto Rico, how close were you to making it?
I made it. I'm on the number one spot for the Olympics. What don't you get about that? I'm on the number one Olympic team spot, and then I got injured and pulled out, and the girl missed weight to qualify for the Olympics.
Once you missed weight, they didn't call you to fill in?
I was injured. I was already number one spot. I got injured. She took my spot. And missed weight. And so my whole division didn't get to qualify. Like, I could have gone back and challenged her for that spot, say, but it didn't qualify. My whole class didn't qualify. But that was in 2019. Then came the 2020 ones that I was too injured for. But they said that I'm open. The girl got suspended for 2 years. So I can still go for that spot. The problem is, I'm not sure. You know, I'm old. The thing is, like, I made a joke a while back that it was really upsetting for me to pull out away. Actually, I stepped away from fighting to pursue this Olympic dream of wrestling, which is pretty ridiculous in my 30s because everybody was like, oh, this person's 24 on my team. So I was really kind of heartbroken, but always knew that there's always something bigger planned. But I was like, fuck, I'm 36 years old. I'm not going to have a chance to go to the Olympics again in 4 years. And then I was even joking, like, before the Olympics got canceled, I'm like, if the queen can't do the Olympics, nobody can. So Olympics will be canceled. But that's really horrible. And honestly, if I was like, if I could get back on the number one spot for the Olympic, for the team and qualify again, I mean, think about if I qualified and this happened, I would have wasted two years of my life.
Think about you. Cause I think you're a very underrated fighter. You had some pretty big wins early in your career. And then I was at your fight with the Karate Hottie. You were so close. You were so close tapping her. I mean, you were close to tapping her. But then when you moved to Puerto Rico.
I was close to tapping her too, caray.
But then when you moved to Puerto Rico, I felt like you weren't having a, I mean, look, what do I know? But I feel like you would have been better off at a different training camp with better people, because it seemed like—
No, you know what happened? The hurricane, and I was training for the whole time with no electricity, no water, no food. I lost 20 pounds in muscle. I had to cook by a fire every day. If I got hungry, I would cry. It was the most worst thing. I shouldn't have fought. I should have pulled out, but yeah, I felt like—
That's the best way to train for a fight. Because when you fought Amanda Bobby Cooper, your camp was like, I'm like, why wouldn't you—
Is it— Do you know what it was, Adam? This is what it was. This is what it was. This is why I did it. Like, this is what the fuck it was. There was millions of people who had no chance of leaving the island. I wasn't going to leave the island when these people didn't have the luxury of it. I had Dana literally would have flown me out on a fucking helicopter. He told me that. I said, no, I have to fight for these people here. I felt like going into that cage and walking in that cage was proving that we weren't, like, I get emotional. It was proving that we weren't, like, we weren't beaten as a country, you know what I mean, as an island. Like, the hurricane didn't beat us. Like, I did the original Puerto Rican anthem, which is very strong, and I had so many people just crying at their TVs, because that, even though I didn't win that fight, the referee fucking took her off of me, even though it proved that we are still fighters, that we still go in there and we fight and we just go out on our shield, you know? And that's a big metaphor for Puerto Rico. And the relationship that we have with the U.S., it's really messed up what goes on here. I've seen people die. We had to throw people into the ocean. We bury them in your yard if they died because the hospital shut down. Like, and they've never counted those bodies ever.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, that's what I did. I was fighting to prove something, that you can't put us down, you know? And I was fighting for more reasons than that, and I lost the fight. But I lost the fight. Hold on. I'm doing an interview right now. Okay. All right, sorry.
Gentleman caller?
No, I don't know. Somebody at the door.
You should adopt.
It was just a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. And I should not have fought. I lost so much muscle. Like, the day of the fight, Amanda was over like 132 pounds. I was 117. Like, I shouldn't have done it, but you know what?
Hey, whatever. I had no idea that was all going on. I mean, that's beautiful.
Good. Yeah, thing. No, it's really fucked up. And the thing is, like, I was going through a lot of my stuff, like, about my video of the stuff that had happened. And even people here in Puerto Rico, nobody wants to talk about it. We're still, like, there's still so much. We're like an island of PTSD. It's very painful for us still.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I think about Puerto Rico sometimes during this shit. I think, did Puerto Rico piss off? You know, like, they have probably the worst last fucking couple year than anybody. Think about the fucking, I mean, on top of everything, now they got this shit too. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I can't even believe that shit.
Well, wait, I just want to tell you guys something. Like, I think all politicians are horrible. So when I talk bad about Trump, or I still don't like Hillary, but this guy came out here and said that, oh, I got to plug in.
Oh, God.
And, ugly for a
hold on. And he said that he was throwing paper towels, saying that we didn't have that many deaths, and that comparing us to Katrina, and saying that he talked to the president of the Caribbean, meaning Puerto Rico, not knowing he's the fucking president of the island. Like, yeah. It's just ridiculous. Everything. Well, guess what? Yeah. Oh, and the people here don't get to have the stimulus check of $1 to $1,200 per person.
No
nobody
way.
Gets it here.
Really?
Yep. We pay billions in taxes. Some people do pay income taxes, but we have to pay
business taxes. You guys can't vote either, right?
No, we can't vote either.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a hard deal. It's a hard deal that Puerto Rico get. Yeah.
So you guys, I moved here to be a sounding board, to like let these things out and be known about what's going on. That was like, if you look back at when I visited here, I'm huge on to save the island from the politician. That was my big thing of moving here, to be a sounding board and use whatever little bit of reach I have to kind of let the world know what's going on here, man. Before the hurricane.
You walk around, the people whistle though.
No, they don't. You know, I was like, oh, you know, actually the men here aren't like that. It's not really like that here.
Because in New York, right?
Angela, you know, the problem, you're fighting an uphill battle here because you have a lot of people out here who is pump misinformation to a lot of people, you know, and you would be amazed at how many people believe that any criticism of how the Puerto Rico was handled is just you hate Trump, you're trying to dethrone him, and you a fucking sheep or whatever. Yeah. So it's like they're so entrenched in you know these sites where they get the information from. You saying this shit is just bounce off their fucking brain and it don't soak in.
But Angela, yeah. All right, Angela. By the way, that's what you said was beautiful and touching, and I think you're amazing. For your next fight, if you fight again, will you get a real training camp though in for real?
Oh yeah. So part of my problem too, like I didn't realize this, and it was actually a blessing with the UFC and Jeff Novinsky, the guy they call him the Golden Narc.
Yeah. Golden Snitch. Who?
The golden narc, the golden snitch.
Yeah. I'm not aware
of Jeff Novinsky, the one that ratted out Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, him. He actually was like, your bloods are like this. So come to find out, I have a thalassemia medium, which means for the rest of my life, I have to get blood transfusions and iron infusions. And so I've always had that disability and never knew it fighting. And I only got it cured right before the Cooper fight.
What's it called?
Thalassemia is a type of anemia where I literally have to get blood transfusions and iron infusions. Otherwise, my heart started to fail on me because it was overworking. And I did that all as a professional athlete. They're like, there's no way you could have performed and done what you've done and gone the places you have because of your health condition.
You're strong as hell.
I thought it meant that you was a hermaphrodite because you have a phallus medium.
Do you know what is really funny? My old first camp, my coaches and everybody used to call me her Maffy, because I beat up all the boys and they like said that my dick's bigger than theirs. So sleepaway camp, they used to call me her Maffy from that sleepaway camp. I don't know. So.
It wasn't because of the threesomes and stuff that you partook in, or no?
No, but then when he would tell me, when they would always tell me that, I would like try to like rub up on them and be like, hey, do you want to feel the scar? But they cut it off in third grade, but nobody would feel the scar.
So I go to Angela. Angela is like, hey, after her fight in Vegas, she's like, hey, I went to her.
Dude, I was partying my ass off. I'm not
going to tell you. Hey, why don't you come up to my hotel room? Me and Rowdy Beck, we want to party with you, right? So she's like, bring some drugs, right? So I go out and get like weed, alcohol. I'm like, this is going to be the best night of my life.
Drugs, dude.
I'm in Vegas. I show up to their hotel room. There's 19 Mexican dudes there, right? The whole Ultimate Fighter Mexico there. They're all calling me like Punto and Maricon the whole fucking night. I'm like in the corner talking to them. It was still a lot of fun, but it was just not what I thought was going to happen.
I'm sorry. The problem is, Adam, this is what you got to realize about me. When you called me to do this video last minute, I'm like, all right, I guess I'll take a shower and put like half drag on. Like, I don't like, it's for me, I don't really feel myself like a female. Like, I've been on the mat my whole life and all of that. Like when I have to brush my hair, put on makeup, which I barely put anything on here, I feel clumsy. I feel like out of place. So I always joke like it's drag for me. So like, this doesn't work like that.
Hanato, if like, she was like, hey, come to my room, bring some alcohol and weed, wouldn't you think that like it was gonna be a fun night? Like, was I wrong for thinking this?
You was not wrong, but I've been in situations like that enough that I would have done some more investigating worse. I would have said, who's gonna be there? Oh, by the way, who's gonna be there? And then she would have been like, well, it's gonna be back, and then it's gonna be Cheeto and fucking Juan and Sanchez and Carayo and fucking this guy and Chico and the man, and I would have said, the fuck out of here.
Chico and the man.
I would have told you, fuck that. Call me when those guys is gone.
You know what? I still had a
good Beck was hanging out with Masio at the time, right. And yeah, he came with all of his friends, and yeah, I was cool with it. And actually, they stayed in Dominic's room because we were all roommates with Dominic.
I still had a great time. It was a great time. I honestly didn't think I was going to have a threesome. I just thought it was like, who knew? But then when I got there, I was like, okay, all right, this is not. But, you know, it was still, I got to hang out with you, and that was a lot of fun. That was awesome.
Yeah. So, don't you forget
it. Of my comedy show by herself. That's what I liked you. In Vegas, like, a girl that can roll by herself is like my kind of person. You know,
dude, you know, remember me and Dominic, when I was rooming with him, Dominic Cruz, we were coming to one of your shows and we went to the wrong one and watched some other comedian.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So I tried twice.
I know. No, but you came to Vegas.
And I watched your thing on Amazon. Remember, I messaged you. I was like, look, I watched it.
Yeah, that was awesome. No, I'm a fan of yours, Angela. I think you got a lot of hate. I think that you were the first female in MMA to market being a sexy villain. And I think
sexy villain.
I don't have to even try that. I'm just a fucking dude. You don't even know the battle I just had today with one of these tenants. I had to pull the biggest bag. And she's like, I said, no, look, this is what you're going to do. You're going to refund all the money. Like, oh, it's crazy. People don't want to start fighting.
Wait, so you have tenants? You're a slumlord out there?
Yep, I am.
Oh, that's now the fucking story is revealed. You move out to Puerto Rico to buy cheap, and then you're a fucking slumlord. And you hold these people hostage.
Under the guise of a medical professional.
Yeah.
No, but and you know what?
And you make
you
them
put
you plant chain.
I gotta brag a little. I have property in the States where I have to pay the mortgage myself if my tenant doesn't pay. And I'm not making them pay. I'm paying it myself during this. I'm giving them the option. So I'm one of the good people during this shit. Awesome. That is awesome. Taking money out of my own pocket to pay their mortgage and not making them pay me back either. I'm not like taking it against them. I even hold the loan against a mortgage. I can even charge this guy. I could kick him out right now and pour clothes on him.
Hey, you're a kid also.
Wait. You're going to kick him out and put clothes on him?
I'm so nice. I'm paying his rent. I'm not even going to make him pay me it back. That's what I'm telling you guys. I'm going to do the opposite. On the back.
You're going to put pay my hand and you're going to take clothes off of me. You like it? Which kind of plantain you like? The sweet or the other one? Maduro or...
I don't know.
You're like, I'll give you Maduro, po, huh?
Maduro, same.
Yeah, and you're going to put hot sauce on the chip of that one.
Oh, my God. Mm.
Well, listen, Maganya, thank you for coming on the show. Stay healthy. Stay happy. Anything you need, you can
do it. Right? It sounds like she's happy. Yeah, feel happy. Yeah.
No, I'm a very happy bitch.
Stay happy. So this chimes is very happy.
We're the best. Where can people find you, Maganya?
Hey guys, so my Instagram got taken down a long time ago because I'm like, oh, I was bullying your little fucking girlfriend, Cyborg, cannot know.
You was bully Cyborg.
Yeah.
Why you did that?
Because like, it's not, she's such a man, you know?
Oh, I thought you said you was a man though. You guys should get along with each other. God, are you?
Maybe that's why we don't like each other. It's just too much like old dicks. Like we got the, you know,
what's
like,
the old man, dude?
We're upset. Like, she's doing the same. I did it first. I cut my dick off first. Fuck her.
I'm gonna have you guys both to give me a Thai massage to do some Thai body work.
Didn't she punch you, Maganya? Didn't she punch you?
Oh,
yeah, she punched me. She assaulted me. So then, I told the cops in Vegas. I said, and I don't know, really, I would never call the cops on somebody normally, but this bitch, fuck her. So I just made her take anger management classes and I dropped the charges. And I didn't sue her. I was going to sue her, but the UFC ended up paying the medical bills. So I didn't end up suing her. But everybody else wants to act pissed off because, like, who sued, what's his name, Connor, for all that? So I heard a bunch of people sued him over and above medical bills. I didn't do that.
I wish I could have did that. But you know what? Let's keep it on nice subject. Let's go back to your buns before you leave. I don't want to end on a sour notes, okay? My memory of you, I want to be your buns in those jeans, sure.
Okay, you first.
Ooh.
My bun?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why you want to saw of that?
Cause you first.
How I'm going to do the...
But then let me see him with the boxers. What kind of undies you got on, bro?
I got...
So it's taking a weird turn.
I have a plaid jammies on.
Let me see your booty.
It's probably him. It's probably his boxers.
What? No, I don't.
It's his fruits and veggies.
Those didn't came out yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to do this on a thing.
Oh, great.
Are we getting a fruits and veggies tidy? Very nice, Sinach.
I can't see what I'm doing here.
We can see it. You're wearing red boxers.
I don't know. It's hard to see my cheeks.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so he did it. It's
I assure you, they like hotcakes. They're going like hotcakes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm very honored. Thanks.
Well, I'm honored too.
Yeah, thanks. That was very nice.
Yeah, I'm sure that the male fan here is
you're gonna have so many people in your inbox now sending dick pics. Watch. Oh, welcome to my world.
Lucky me.
Gonna be like Brokeback Mounts Part 2 in your inbox.
He's just waiting for you to do it. You can see his face. That's what you do. You go you first, and then you just wait. Oh my god, she's cold. It's a cold chick.
Right, yeah, just like my poll I did if I should do a fans only fans, and she's just kidding. April Fools.
Oh, you're getting on the poll.
Well, right, hey, right. What?
Well, thank you, Angela. Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
And stay safe.
Don't forget that we already saw your cheeks earlier, so we have it on Chappie.
All right, take care.
If I need to rewind.
All right, bye, Angela.
So it was always you first.
Yeah. All right, that was Angela. Oh my god, yeah. Thoughts? Well,
she do have. You know what's interesting about her cheeks? I'll tell you, is that the rest of her body and her structure of her, you know, her proportion stuff.
Yeah.
Would indicate that she's gonna have like no cheeks whatsoever,
right?
Know? Oh yeah.
Like, if I saw her coming front ways, I would say this chick don't have no cheeks. And then when you see the cheeks, you go, carayo, I'm a bigger man to admit when I'm hung.
You never spoke to her before. What did you think of her as a person? I think she's a cool person, interesting person, cool person.
No, I spoke to her before. We did a whole stuff on in your mansion in the valley.
Oh, you had her on then?
Yeah.
Got it.
And she was full of piss and vinegar. But when she come to my house, there's going to be more piss than vinegar. God,
right. I feel like you guys would have a really good weekend, but then the next couple weeks we would cut off on each other.
Yeah, we would have a weekend, and then she would end up to be crying and sobbing and asking me not to left the island and shit like that. And yeah. I'm gonna left anyway. But I probably take, you know, I could imagine doing like, you know, I take a shower with her, make love in there, and then I'm pee on her feet.
Why would you want to pee on her feet?
So that she don't get athlete foot.
Oh, okay. That's very nice.
To kill the bacteria and some of the corns.
I know a fighter that liked being pee on. A hot female fighter.
Yeah, you don't hunt into that very often, but every once in a while.
But she wanted these guys to pee on her. Like, I know another guy that peed on her, but not even like have sex or even blow.
Yeah, just pee. Oh, well, fuck that. I could let that to be part of the accoutrement. But it's not gonna. I'm not gonna get off on just being on somebody. But I think the whole thing about being pee on for somebody like that is just a form of submission. You know, it's like they just like. Oh, it's the ultimate like, you know, it's like spitting somebody who wants to be spit on or something like that. Yeah, but
I don't
want
anybody peeing on me.
No, exact. Because you probably like me where you like to be the one, like you don't probably like to be. Smack in your face or told you a piece of shit or something.
No, not at all.
But you probably wouldn't mind being like, shut up, bitch. I mean, if she wanted that.
I had a girl once ask me to punch her in the face.
And now that's too far for me.
Yeah. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. You know,
no.
I'm like, I'll give you a noogie.
I ain't leaving no more.
Like, I'm not gonna.
I wonder if that would turn you on. But I don't mind to dominate and to talk shit and to say like, no, you shut the fuck up. You know, like that kind of stuff.
So what are your thoughts on the UFC happening? The three events in the next two weeks.
Smooth segue.
Yes.
To be honest, I haven't been paying attention to that. I don't even know what's happening.
I'll tell you.
For the first time in my life, I don't even know who's fighting.
I'll tell you, okay?
You know what day it is, bro?
Right. I will be the this will be a news to me.
Okay. So I'm happy to tell you. So there's gonna be three
in
10 days. On May 9th, Tony Ferguson, Justin Gaethje, main event.
That's for you?
Yeah. It's in Jacksonville, Florida.
Wow.
Also Dominic Cruz, Henry Cejudo.
No shit. Wait, how long have they been cooking up Cruz Cejudo?
A couple weeks.
Only a couple of weeks. Okay, because I never heard about this.
Then Ngannou versus Rozenstruik, that huge guy that knocked out Overeem his last fight.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Jeremy Stephens, Calvin Kattar.
Wait. Calvin Kattar. I know who that is, but I can't think of that.
He's from Boston.
Calvin Kattar, he's like a Northeast white dude from the guy. Boxer.
Jorgen.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jorgen DeCastro versus Greg Hardy.
Greg Hardy, the football player guy.
Yeah. Donald Cerrone versus Anthony Pettis.
Oh, Cerrone Pettis. That's not bad.
Verdum versus Alexei Oleinik. People in the Ezekiel chokes.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay.
Karate Hottie versus Carla Esparza.
Okay.
Jacare versus Uriah Hall.
Okay.
Nico Price versus Vicente Luque.
I love me some Vicente Luque.
Yeah, against the guy that beat Alan Jouban, Nico Price, the guy that knocks people out from the...
Hey, why you gotta bring up that he beat Alan Jouban? What the fuck is wrong with you?
He also beat James Vick via, like...
So bring up that one. Why you gotta bring up Alan Jouban?
I hear you. Bryce Mitchell versus Charles Rosa. Bryce Mitchell's the guy with the camo, Reebok camo, the guy from Arkansas that, like...
That drilled his nuts.
Yeah, it looks like he's, like, out of... He looks like he's out of...
Was he the one that was like, Trump, don't worry. If you got any problem with these fucking losers out here, I'll take care of them.
Exactly. And then Sam Alvey versus Ryan Spann. So that's all on an ESPN card, free. And ESPN
Plus. Versus Ryan Spann.
Pay-per-view, ESPN, ESPN Plus.
I can't believe they're making them pay-per-views, fucking assholes.
Well, they got to get paid, man. I mean, these guys got to get paid.
Yeah. You know, Dana White and the Fajita, man, they got to get paid.
Right.
They got to.
So that's the card. May 9th.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can you imagine? Think of how much – I just got something here. Think of how much you've been paid since this thing started, yeah?
No.
And think about your savings. And imagine that that Dana White and the Fajita, man, they got to get paid.
I didn't say these guys. I meant the fighters.
The fighters. But the UFC has enough money to pay the fighters.
That's what I'm fucking saying.
You're right. Okay, but you're right. All right. I'm just saying.
How many fighters are on that card?
Look, if you're asking me to defend the fact that, like, whether it could be free or not, I mean.
I'm just saying.
How many fighters are on the card? 24 fighters.
Okay.
They're paying out under $1 million.
What was that?
They're paying out under $1 million for every fight and win bonuses.
I don't know about that. You look at some of these guys on that card. Gage Ferguson, Gaethje, Dominic.
What did he get in his last fight? 200? Two?
Henry Cejudo.
What would happen to that organization if they paid? Oh, if they did the whole thing, paid the fighters $10 million, and I mean the payout of the total of $10 million, and give $10 million to a charity for the people that are struggling. What would happen to that organization? Would it fold?
Absolutely.
I don't think so. Probably not.
Yeah, I wonder.
$4 billion organization.
All right. So that's May 9th, May 13th. Anthony Smith versus Glover Teixeira.
Whee! That's a good fight.
Ben Rothwell versus OSP at heavyweight.
I don't know how that's – yeah, that who knows what the fuck going to happen in that one.
Arlovski versus Felipe Lins.
Wait, who's Felipe Lins?
He was in PFL. He won it. He won the million. He's a tough guy. Sajara Eubanks against Sarah Morass.
Sarah Morass is right.
Ray Borg versus
Ricky. She do have a big ass, huh?
Ricky Simone versus Ray Borg.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Because those is two guys that you would kind of like confuse for each other, kind of. Yeah. You know? Like this is that's gonna be interesting here.
Drew Dober versus Alex Hernandez.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's nice. I like that fight.
Dober's like undefeated at that.
But that's one of those fights that I bet most fans is like, man, who the fuck is that or whatever. To me, that matchup is too – that's nice. I like that.
Yeah, I like it too.
I think those guys is tough as nails and like young thoroughbred,
the
you know?
Battle of the thunder thighs.
So that's true. But I feel like they kind of like Who? I wouldn't know who to bet on that shit. That's a nice one.
Dober's, I think, undefeated at that weight. Dober's.
Yeah, but that Hernandez kid.
Oh yeah, he was hard. He knocked out Benil Dariush. I was there.
Yeah, that kid is no fucking joke. Yes. But who beat the kid though?
Cerrone.
Ronald Cerrone. Yeah.
Cerrone. Yeah, Cerrone. He kind of took him off his perch or whatever. But that kid, I think we still haven't saw the best of that kid yet.
No. Awesome. And then May 16th, which is a week later of May 9th, Walt Harris versus Overeem.
Oh, look at the baby.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Eric Anders versus Jocko.
Does your daughter know who I am yet?
Yes. Oh. Yes, of course.
Unfortunately.
Edson Barboza versus Dan Eeg. EJ? IGE?
I don't know who is that.
I think he's really good. Anthony Hernandez versus Kevin Holland. Jared Gordon versus Sean Woodson, Darren Elkins versus Nate Landwehr, Courtney Casey versus Mara Romero Borrello. Yeah, so that's a good.
Now you're digging in the crates. You said Courtney Casey versus Mara Romero Cortez.
No, Courtney Casey, Jay Leno's sister.
She's the one that. Oh, come on. That's not nice. I like.
I don't know who is that. I don't.
The one that gave. She's the one that gave Felice Herrig the finger during their fight.
She was a college soccer player, or trains out of the lab.
Oh yeah, wait a second. I thought she was like in some other organization.
She's dating that guy Drakkar Close.
I know who's that guy. I know that guy. I mean, I don't know him personally, but I know who that guy is. But her, wasn't she in some other organization or something like that? No,
she's been in the UFC for a while.
Oh, I thought she was Bellator. I don't know. I get confused.
He beat Angela Hill, but it was a close fight.
Oh, okay, caray.
Well, anyway, that's our podcast.
okay. So.
Trap songs and trap don'ts. Түүний сонс тө хөгч юм дөр бүлэн. Дадаш дуудан дөр бүлэн мөрөлдөө.